Buddhist Swami Shivananda and the Divine Life Society Hong Kong Branch Yoga Center. May I welcome you all for participating tonight's lecture by His Holiness Sri Swami Yogaswarupananda. In 1956, our Gurudev, Saint Swami Vishnu Devananda, came to Hong Kong and bring the first yoga class to Hong Kong in the Hindu temple nearby. Now the word yoga is very familiar to all of us, and there are various schools of yoga in Hong Kong. Some yoga systems focus on asana, hatha yoga. Some systems focus on spiritual chanting. Some focus on devotional practice. Our yoga heritage from Sri Swami Shivananda is also called yoga of synthesis or Shivananda yoga. What is the characteristic of Shivananda yoga? What is the purpose of Shivananda yoga? This is the theme of our talk tonight. It is my honor to introduce His Holiness Sri Swami Yogaswarupananda Ji to you. Swamiji is coming from Shivananda Ashram in Rishikesh, India. He is the Vice President of the Divine Life Society, GoBro. He joined Shivananda Ashram since 1964. He is an expert in Hatha Yoga, Bhagavad Gita, Yoga and Vedanta philosophy. Swamiji first visited Hong Kong in 1986, so this year is his 30 years to teach yoga in Hong Kong. Since then, he brings yoga teaching and wisdom to Hong Kong regularly. Let's welcome Swamiji.
各位瑜伽的朋友，首先是以斯法难陀大师和我们圣洁生命会香港分会瑜伽中心的名义，是欢迎各位出席今晚的讲座。1956年，斯法难陀大师首先是派Vishnu Devananda大师来到香港，是教瑜伽的。 当时第一班的瑜伽班就是在附近仰和医院隔离的那个印度庙那里开始的。自此瑜伽一直在香港流传，至今已经是非常之一个热门的词语来的了。时至今日亦都有很多不同门派的瑜伽的，有一些就很注重在瑜伽式子那里的，有一些就注重在持咒啊、唱诵啊那些东西。 亦都有一些就是有一些宗教儀式啊咁樣嘅。咁我哋斯法難陀大師嘅傳承咧，咁我哋有時會叫佢做綜合瑜伽，咁亦都有啲人咧會叫佢做斯法難陀瑜伽。咁早期喺香港咧，咁亦都會叫佢做雪山派嘅瑜伽嘅。咁到底斯法難陀大師所傳授嘅瑜伽，佢嗰個特色係喺邊度咧？咁呢個係我哋今晚要探討嘅主題。 我哋好榮幸今晚係請到瑜伽師洛巴難陀大師嚟到呢一度咧，為我哋主持今晚嘅講座。大師係喺 Rishikesh 嘅印度總會嗰度咧，係嚟到香港嘅。佢係聖潔生命會全球嘅副會長。佢喺1964年咧係加入去印度總會嘅修會嘅。佢係一位哈達瑜伽嘅專家啦，博家梵歌。 瑜伽費檀多嘅哲學嘅一個專家嚟嘅，大師係喺1986年第一次嚟香港，自此之後咧，佢一路每年都會嚟香港係教授瑜伽嘅，到今年咧亦係一個30週年嘅一個好值得我哋慶祝嘅日子嚟嘅，我哋好歡迎瑜伽斯洛巴難陀大師咧為我哋主講今晚嘅課題。
Let us start by chanting Om 3 times.
咁我哋一齐系念诵呢个 Om 字3次，系开始我哋今晚嘅讲座。
Breathe in while breathing out, chant Om as slow, as deep as possible.
咁我哋系吸气啦，然后呼气，跟住系唱呢个 Om 字出嚟。
Breathe in.
吸气。
Om.
吸气。
Let us offer prayers for all ancient yoga gurus.
我哋首先咧係向古代嘅所有嘅瑜伽上師係去禱告先。
Narayanam Padma Bhavam Vasishtam Shaktincha Tatputra Parasarancha Vyasam Sukam Gaudapadam Mahantam Govinda Yogendra Madasya Sishyam Sri Shankaracharya Madasya Padma Padancha Hastamalakancha Sishyam Tam Totakam Vartikakaram Sivanandamanyan Asmad Gurum Santatamanatosmi Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Bhed Vibhagine Vyomavat Vyapta Dehaya Sri Dakshina Murtaye Namaha Twameva Mata Cha Pita Twameva Twameva Bandhus Cha Shakur Twameva Twameva Vidya Dravinam Twameva Twameva Sarvam Mama Deva Deva Anyada Saranam Nasti Twameva Saranam Mama Tasmat Karunya Bhavena Ratcha Ratcha Mahaprabhu. Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhi Tamastuma Vishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti.
Very good evening to you all.
首先係向各位問好。
My salutations to Almighty Lord, Worshipful Gurudev, Swami Chidananda Maharaj, and to our most beloved Madam, who is completing more than 101 years, and all the DLS Yoga Center Committee members and devotees of yoga here present at this moment.
首先係向斯法難陀大師啦、慈達難陀大師係頂禮，咁亦都好開心見到阿梁太，咁係我哋永遠榮譽會長，咁佢亦都係過咗100歲嘅一個瑜伽士，咁亦都係好開心見到各位嘅委員、各位出席嘅朋友。
Yoga is very, very ancient culture.
瑜伽是一個很古遠的一種文化來的。
In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 4th chapter, 1st verse, Lord Krishna emphatically declares that he taught yoga to the sun god.
在《博迦梵歌》第4章第1節， Krishna 神就是說過啦， 他在宇宙始創之初，第一次是將瑜伽先傳授給太陽神仙的。
Sun God taught His own Son, who is also progenitor of human being, called Manu.
然後太陽神就傳授這個瑜伽給他的兒子，而這個兒子亦是人類的始祖，就叫Manu。
From Manu, all human beings, manushyas, came into existence.
由Manu就衍生所有日後的人類了。
Yoga is being practiced generation after generation from long period of time.
於是乎也就是說，其實瑜伽是由最古遠宇宙初開的時候，就一路已經有人開始去收集， 然后代代相传，时至今日嘅。
Sri Vyasa beautifully said, "Yogo yogena gnatavyam, yogo yogat pravartate, apramatena yogena sayogi ramate sharam." Meaning of this, yoga can be understood only by practicing yoga.
咁一位偉大嘅聖人係叫 Vyasa 嘅，咁佢啊曾經係解釋過咩叫瑜伽啦。咁佢就話瑜伽咧呢一種嘅學問咧，只有係通過實修先至係能夠明白嘅。
By regular practice of yoga, one can understand the meaning and purpose of yoga.
只有恆常去修習瑜伽咧。嗰、那個人先至有可能係明白到到底瑜伽係乜嘢嘢，瑜伽嘅目的又係乜嘢嘢。
Yoga should be practiced with supreme vigilance。
咁瑜伽咧，其實係要咧係有一個高度嘅警覺性咁樣樣咧嚟去修持嘅。
Vigilance is the word of yoga。
咁所以瑜伽咧就同呢一個字嚇一個警覺性咧或者一個知覺性咧，其實係分唔開嘅。
If one regularly practices yoga, one can live in this world more intelligently, vigilantly, and wisely.
咁如果一個人係恆常去修習瑜伽嘅時候咧，咁佢活喺呢一個世界上邊咧，咁亦都係能夠經常保持住一種嘅知覺性，佢亦都係最清醒嘅人嚟嘅。
Swami Sivananda, he was working as a doctor in Malaysia。
咁我哋嘅祖師阿斯凡南陀大師咧，佢未出家之前咧，其實就喺馬來西亞咧係一位西醫嚟嘅。
Being a doctor, he came in contact about ancient culture called yoga.
咁當佢去行醫嘅期間咧，佢就接觸到嚇瑜伽呢一種嘅文化啦。
In 1920s, he left Malaysia, went to Rishikesh to know more about yoga.
咁於是乎，1920年嘅時候咧，佢就離開佢嘅崗位，行醫嘅崗位啦，離開馬來西亞啦，咁就去到印度 Rishikesh 嗰度咧，係去追尋到底瑜伽係乜嘢嘅一樣嘢嚟嘅。
In the name of yoga, there are many persons do many things。
咁同樣係叫做瑜伽，唔同嘅人咧，好可能係做緊唔同嘅嘢嘅。
Hence, being a doctor, he want to practice yoga, personally experience how the ancient culture will help human body。
咁佢自己係一位西醫，佢行緊醫嘅，咁所以佢自己去修習瑜伽咧，最開始嘅時候，佢梗係希望瑜伽係能夠帶俾人類咧健康嘅。
And she practiced all types of yoga。
咁而佢亦同時咧係修習唔同種類嘅瑜伽嘅。
He realized sound body and sound mind is essential。
咁佢體會到咧，就係一個人係有一個強健嘅身體、強健嘅內心精神咧，係好重要嘅。
Being a doctor, he realized how the yogic postures helps to function endocrine glands more efficiently。
咁佢自己係一位醫生啦，佢亦都明白到做瑜伽嘅時候咧，其實對我哋身體入邊嗰啲嚇負責分泌荷爾蒙嘅種種嘅嗰啲腺體咧，係何等嘅重要嘅。
He practiced hatha yoga first。
咁所以佢最初嘅時候咧，係去修習呢一個哈達瑜伽。
Hatha yoga consists asanas, pranayamas, bandhas, mudras and kriyas。
咁哈達瑜伽嚟講咧，咁佢係有息止啦，有呼吸法啦，有嗰啲身印啦，有鎖啦，咁亦都係有嗰啲嘅靜身法嘅。
Then he practiced Raja Yoga or Ashtanga Yoga, beautifully explained by Sage Patanjali。
咁然後咧， 佢又去收集呢一個 Raja Yoga 嚇，黃道瑜伽啦，或者叫冥想瑜伽啦。咁呢一個瑜伽嘅體系，其實就係由 Patanjali 呢位聖人咧係建立出嚟嘅。
He realized how important it is the basic two fundamental steps of Raja Yoga。
咁佢亦都喺收集呢一個嚇 Raja Yoga， 咁嚇入邊有八支，大家都知啦。咁佢會體會到咧，其實頭嗰兩支嚇，即係話持戒精進呢兩步咧，其實係何等嘅重要嘅。
Hence, for any types of yoga, first preliminary prerequisites yamas and niyamas。
其實無論你修乜嘢瑜伽啦，頭嗰兩支嚇。持戒同埋精進咧，呢兩個嘅步驟咧，其實一樣係同等重要嘅。
By observing first limb of yoga yamas, it creates external friendly peaceful atmosphere。
例如我哋係講到第一條嘅戒嚇 yama 唔傷害一切嘅眾生嘅時候咧，咁其實佢就會自然係產生咗對外界嘅一種和諧嘅力量。
Swamiji beautifully realized it is called yoga angas, limbs of yoga。
咁啊，斯凡蘭陀大師咧，佢就會好清楚體會得到。其實呢啲所講嘅每一樣嘢咧，就好似一個人嘅嗰啲肢體一樣，每一步都係咁重要嘅。
One of the aphorisms of Patanjali beautifully explains: observing eight limbs of yoga on destruction of impurities dawns the light of knowledge。
咁喺阿 Patanjali 嘅嗰個瑜伽經咧，其中有一句經句就係咁講啦。當一個人係收集呢八支嘅嗰個嘅瑜伽，咁佢慢慢係會潔淨咗佢自己，咁然後咧佢內在嘅光明咧就會開始啟示出嚟啦。
Many people think these eight limbs should be practiced one after another。
咁有啲人咧就認為咧。咁呢八支嘅瑜伽咧，係一步步嚟嘅嚇嚇，做好咗一步，再做另一步咁樣樣嘅。
But Swamiji beautifully declares, just like a human body is having different limbs, yoga also all the eight limbs are interrelated, interconnected, and depends upon each other。
咁啊，斯法蘭陀大師咧，佢自己嗰個睇法嚟講咧，就係話就好似一個人咧係有四肢一樣啦嚇。咁瑜伽係有八個肢體嘅，咁但係呢八個肢體咧，其實係互相關連住，互相係有密切嘅關係，係一整體嚟嘅。
If you move one step forward, all the limbs of the body moves together. Similarly, the yoga limbs。
咁就正如我哋人啦。我哋只不過係一個嘅肢體嚇，其中一隻腳係踏前，咁成個人所有嘅肢體咧都跟住向前噶啦。咁同樣啦，喺瑜伽八支入邊咧，你有一支你係做好咗，係有進步嘅時候咧，咁其他嘅肢體咧都會一齊係進步嘅，就好似人嗰啲肢體一樣嘅啫。
To live a peaceful, prosperous, successful life, there should be external friendly atmosphere。
咁如果我哋要过一个吉祥嘅、开心快乐嘅人生咧，咁其实同外边嘅一个和谐关系咧，系非常之重要嘅。
For that, one must observe yama's first limb of yoga。
咁所以咧，咁我哋喺修瑜伽嘅时候咧，一定系要遵守咧第一条、第一个肢体第一步嘅，就系嗰个嘅吓持戒嘅。
Ahimsa, Satya, Brahmacharya, Aparigraha, Asteya constitute Yamas。
即是说不伤害人家啦、诚信啦、守贞洁啦、那个梵行啦，还有来说呢就是不贪和不偷盗啦。
Ahimsa means non-killing。
那 Ahimsa 第一戒呢，那、也都有人是解做不杀生的。
It should be observed physically, verbally, and mentally。
咁我哋應該咧就係話 在身體的行動的層面、啊、自己的言語的層面，甚至內心的思想的層面，這三個層面呢，我們都不去殺生，不去傷害眾生的。
It means one must have friendly, loving attitude towards life。
那也就是說呢，一個人呢開始的時候呢，是要對這個生命呢是懷著一個的友愛呢，一個慈悲呢，一個善心，這樣是去面對我們的生命的。
Even the yamas are interrelated and interconnected。
就算是這個持戒，這五條的戒呢，裡面它都是互相有關聯的。
If you love your neighborhood and automaticallyyou feel sense of peace, and that peace is attribute of the supreme all pervading consciousness also。
当你开始，例如说你去对你的邻人邻居是有一个怀着一个的爱意的时候，一份的爱心的时候，慢慢你就感觉到在你四周围都是一个和谐的气氛，然后慢慢你才会日后是有可能是悟证到，或者是感觉到这个无处不在的那个的意识，那一份的和谐的。
It is called ahimsa, non-killing. It is also called satya, truthfulness, and also brahmacharya means living in supreme all-pervading consciousness。
所以Ahimsa 咁就係、是、我哋唔去傷害一切嘅眾生啦。咁跟住落嚟 Satya 就係誠信啦。咁跟住梵行啦，咁呢個梵行嗰個意思咧，就係話我哋嗰個生活咧係活在喺最高嘅嗰個靈性嘅意識當中咁解嘅。
It means feeling the presence of divinity or God in all actions。
咁亦即係話，感覺到在我們一切的日常生活、一切日常的行為裡面，都感覺到那個至高的那個神，或者是那個靈性的存在。
This state of the mind is beautifully described in the Bhagavad Gita also。
那這種的心理狀態呢，在《薄伽梵歌》裡面都有是清楚的介紹的。
It is called Brahma Karma Samadhi, cognizing Brahman or Divinityin all actions。
咁嗰个意思咧，就系话喺一切嘅行为、一切嘅行动当中咧，都系有呢一个嘅至尊者嗰、那个 Brahma 咧，嗰、那个大梵咧系存在嘅。
Then if you feel the presence of divinity, then there is no place for possessing objects of this world。
咁當我哋係真係感覺到係有呢一個無處不在嘅嗰個嘅神，或者嗰個意識嘅存在嘅時候咧，咁於是乎我哋其實係冇可能咧係會再話要擁有一啲嘢，或者係會有一啲相對嘅有嗰啲你啊我啊嗰啲咁樣嘅觀念產生出嚟嘅。
Then there's no place for stealing or grabbing things of this world。
咁於是乎，你亦都唔會再有一個所謂貪念啊，或者係去偷盜嘅呢啲咁樣嘅念頭噶啦。
Then the second limb of yoga called niyamas。
咁去到第二個肢體 niyama 精進律啦。
Niyama means spiritual observances。
咁呢啲咧就係話，你作為一個修行人，你行入去靈性嘅途徑入邊嘅時候咧，你需要遵守嘅一啲律則嚟嘅。
Even the niyamas also, there are five aspects。
咁呢個 niyama 咧一樣係分成為五樣嘢嘅。
They are saucha, santosha, tapa, swadhyaya, and ishvara pranidhana。 It means Saucha means internal, external cleanliness。
咁第一樣嘢咧就係內在同埋外在嘅清潔啦。
Look at our own body。
例如我哋睇翻自己個身體。
If you take bath，
我哋去沖涼嘅時候
，only you feel your body is cleaned。
咁我哋沖涼咧就會覺得我哋自己嘅身體係潔淨咗啦。
But internal state of the body also should be clean。
但是其实所谓洁净不是只是外表的，内在的东西都需要洁净的。
How it will be clean？
那怎样去洁净内在的东西呢？
if you are healthy, then you won't feel you are having or possessing